First, have you ever wondered why your neighbor's lawn is so green, weed-free, and wonderfully squishy to walk on? Well, our next guest might be able to help with that. He just completed a 3-year experiment where he used several different approaches to lawn maintenance using sports fields in Stoughton as a testing ground.
Doug Soldat joins us now. He's a professor and UW Extension Specialist with the Department of Soil Science at UW-Madison. Doug, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio.
Glad to be here, Rob.
Well, let's talk about what's at stake here. A lot of kids, mine included, and grown-ups too, for that matter, rely on these sports fields around the state, and these things have to be able to put up with some serious abuse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to a soccer game and 3 flag football games tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, they do. They take a lot of traffic. They take a lot of wear, and it's hard to manage them and keep them in good shape.
Now, you tried to do some serious science here, 4 different approaches, and it was on baseball fields, right, in Stoughton?
Yeah, we used Racetrack Park, which is baseball and softball, but they also play flag football in the outfield and probably some soccer. So it's multi-use fields. Yep.
And what defines good turf on a field? A lot goes into it.
Yeah, you need it to be functional. So a lot of people think, well, we shouldn't use inputs on turf because we just use it to make it look pretty. But really with inputs
like fertilizer.
Fertilizer, irrigation, and weed control products. But really we do a lot of those in sports fields to maintain the turf to make it a safe playing surface for the kids and athletes.
And people want it to look good.
Yep, and there's always that. That's the first thing we think of. But there's also a lot of function to a nice sports field.
And Stoughton was on board. They wanted to get to the bottom of this, and they were willing to put their fields into play here.
Yeah, Stoughton was really cool to work with because they had some questions about, like, what's the best environmental way to do this, right? We want to use inputs in the most responsible way. And so we thought this is a great opportunity to demonstrate the kind of the range of options that are available to people to produce a functional surface. So we had an organic system. Mm-hmm. We had the city of Stoughton's traditional system, how they normally do things. And then we had what we call an integrated turf grass management program, which is kind of like a hybrid of the two.
And then there was a control field where you did...
Yeah, we
nothing.
Did nothing on the control, right? And so just to show that if you don't manage turf, if you stop all inputs, what happens to the field and how the field changes over those 2 or 3 years.
So these are 4 separate fields, 4 separate ways of doing them. How long did you do this?
This was the end of our 3rd season. So 2015, 2016, and 2017 all had the treatments implemented. And at this point, the differences are fairly large. The control field, which hasn't been managed, is ready to be managed. So we're going to turn it back over to the city of Stoughton.
Yeah, let's take these fields one at a time. I'm curious to hear how they all worked out. And let's do let's start with the do-nothing approach to a baseball diamond. Doesn't look like it's the way to go.
No, definitely not the way to go. Unfortunately, a lot of lawns and sports fields use that do-nothing approach. So it's estimated that 50% of the lawns in the U.S. just receive mowing. Now, with lawns, they don't get as much traffic, so they can tolerate that. It's not as bad as sports fields. If you're not putting fertilizer at a minimum on a sports field, the turf grass thins, weeds come in, and what you're left with is a lot of bare ground, and that's really hard. You get a hard surface, and hard surfaces aren't good for people to be playing on.
So are people playing on these fields as this experiment's going on? Are these actively in use?
They're actively in use, absolutely. So when we had a public meeting with the city and anybody who wanted to come out a few days ago, and there were flag football practices going on in the fields.
And so what does that look like when they're out there playing baseball or flag football? And what, you've got bear patches, I imagine?
Well, yeah. When we started in 2015, the field that we haven't managed for 3 years, just mowing, was in really good shape. And so the starting point was good. So it's taken 3 years to the point where now we feel like it's time to get it back in better shape. So now, bare patches, lots of weeds, thin turf after 3 years.
We're managing our sports fields in Wisconsin here with Doug Soldat, professor and UW Extension Specialist with the Department of Soil Science at UW-Madison, talking about an ongoing experiment in Stoughton using different ways to take care of turf on sports fields. Okay, that was the do-nothing approach. Sounds like that's not working. Mm-hmm. So compare and contrast how much inputs, fertilizer and other products, are going into the other 3, the organic, the integrated system and then what Stoughton had been doing.
Sure. So we wanted to, for the three that we used, we wanted to make sure that they were realistic to match with Stoughton's budget. And a city like Stoughton, relatively, well, like any city, modest resources, lots of fields to take care of, and they typically only make one application a year of fertilizer and pest control products. And so that's what we tried to do. So we, we put down about a pound and a half of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet is the technical term, but that's about half as much nitrogen as a well-maintained lawn would receive. So it's the inputs we used were relatively on the low end, but that was to match up with Stoughton's resources.
So the organic one, what is that? What went into that, and how did it come out?
So organic did pretty well because one of the best things that you can do is keep your turf thick, and to do that, you use fertilizer. There's all kinds of really effective organic fertilizers in Wisconsin and on the market, and we used two different ones over the course of the study, and we were able to keep the turf density reasonably thick. Now, the problem with organic is we don't have a lot of really good weed control options. There's a handful out there, but the ones we have are marginally effective and very expensive. So we didn't use any organic weed control over the three-year study. So we are seeing weeds coming in, but the organic fertilizer kept that field really thick and looking pretty good.
And then there's the what Stoughton usually does, and then the integrated approach. How does that compare in terms of the amount of fertilizer and herbicides that you use?
Right. So the amount of fertilizer we used in all three fields was approximately the same.
Okay.
Yep. Approximately the same. Now the integrated or the Stoughton City approach would use traditional herbicides to control the weeds, and they'd use nitrogen fertilizers that were relatively quick release all their nitrogen after they were applied. The UW integrated approach used herbicides that were had lower pesticide hazard scores, but they were still what we would consider conventional pesticides.
All right, side by side, how did those two do?
The best looking turf right now would be the City of Stoughton's plan. It was the least expensive, which is also nice, but it was also it also had higher environmental impact scores. So the UW plan had a little bit higher cost. Turf grass quality was slightly reduced, a few more weeds, but we were able to do it in what we think is a more environmentally friendly way.
So now what does a city like Stoughton or anywhere start to do with this information? It's not a clear slam dunk in one direction or another. How can they take this information and start to make decisions?
Yeah, so it's a democratic process. They can meet with the stakeholders and get input on ways forward. We did an economic analysis. They've seen the fields now, and they can produce. They can duplicate one of the treatments exactly, or they can integrate different elements of it. So I think it was good to show that there's a range of options that can be chosen to meet the needs of all the stakeholders.
Do you get calls from a lot of communities around the state who obviously have a strong interest in how best to manage their fields?
Yeah, we do. We do get a lot of inquiries, and generally we do most of our research at the OJ Noor Turfgrass Research Facility in Verona. We invite people out there to see what we're doing and share our results that way. This was a really nice, unique opportunity where we actually got to do our work in the community itself.
Live testing in the
field.
Yeah,
it's always fun.
So this was season three. Is this still going to go on now?
I think we learned what we wanted to learn. The control field needs to be managed. I think we're going to turn it over to City of Stoughton and let them take it from here.
And are you looking for a new guinea pig now?
we're always interested in new guinea pigs and trying to learn new things, and especially get out in the community and reach people.
And very briefly, any lessons here from a homeowner who may not have all the cleats running across it, but still wants to take some lessons?
Yeah, one of the things I'm always amazed by is one of the best ways to keep weeds out is to maintain turf density with one or two fertilizer applications a year.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Doug, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
We've been talking to Doug Soldot. He's a professor and UW Extension Specialist with the Department of Soil Science at UW-Madison. We've been talking about his recent experiment, 3 years long, studying different approaches to lawn maintenance at Stoughton Athletic Fields.